And I'm pleased to tell you, I have in the studio with me now a very good friend of mine from a long, long time who's back in town with his new product. Well, he's not actually not brand new. He'll tell you all about that shortly. I did mention earlier on that my friend Greg Cust has come to town, and he's going to tell us a bit about this new state-of-the-art virtual reality marketing strategy that he has developed, and he's going to tell you what he can do for your business and how he does it. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to see you again, friend.
Yeah, same. It's been 16 months, I think, was the last time we had a bit of an on-air chat.
But who's counting?
Not me.
Nor I. But good to have you back in. Now, you were just sort of launching this new product the last time you were here, Greg, about 16 months ago. But you already had customers or clients lined up here in town when you were here 16 months ago. How have things progressed?
Well, last time we were seeking expressions of interest. Basically now, since then, we've got proudly on board Salsa Restaurant, The Tin Shed, Port Douglas Catering and Events, and Lua Restaurant. And hello to all those business owners if you're listening.
And I'll tell you, I was at Lua, I guess it was about, I'm not sure now, probably about 10 months ago when I first noticed it. I was having breakfast there, and I looked around the screens they have, and I said, what? Hold on. This has got to be what Greg's been telling me about, because it was such an incredible visual experience. I was there in person, but if I hadn't have been and looking at that screen, I could very well have been. It is virtual reality, virtual participation.
That's right, Michael. Basically, what we're offering at the moment is a chance for Port Douglas business owners to step into the current technology arena. Basically, virtual tours are more interactive, more engaging, more immersive. Your potential customers want to take a tour. It's just a more thorough presentation to, well, now a worldwide audience. So we're talking about reach and bang for the buck here. It's a one-only price. We offer a virtual tour and a photography package. Or if business owners are listening and they just want to upgrade their photographs on their website after possible recent renovations or the like, we're available over the next couple of weeks. Actually, we're here in town to facilitate any requests that might come through. But may I add, Michael, we got a call from the Yacht Club, who were having a very busy week this week.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was there last night.
Yeah. Well, I was too. I might have just missed you.
Wow. All right.
Earlier on, happy hour, of course, between 5 and 6. They've got live music from around 7, 7:30. The presentations are going on. There's a big night there, Saturday night, actually, for anyone that's interested. Pop on down, great price meals. Sound like I'm doing an ad, which I've done here many a time. So let's get back onto the topic. I digressed.
And that's all right. That's fair enough, because I certainly digressed with you. I was down there last night in the Yacht Club with the Race Week. It's just sensational.
So they gave us a call recently and said, look, Greg, we've seen the tours. We first approached them a couple of years ago, but they were performing renovations and the like. So now the time is right. And Richard rang me, the manager from the Yacht Club, and he said, Greg, look, we like your product. Can you come up and, we locked it in. And so we'll be doing the Port Douglas Yacht Club virtual tour.
All right, great.
So I'm excited about that. And we appreciate the business that we have and any potential business, of course, that other business owners would like to, inquire about.
All right. So how do people go about? Well, first of all, I guess they can just go right to the web and type in what virtual.
Well, yeah. So summing up, the name of my business is Virtual iTour. That's iTour. Right. iTour. My name is Greg Cust. I'm the director of the company. Just Google me, I guess, or you can look at the Tin Shed virtual tour, for example. Salsa has their virtual tour on their gallery if you want to get a good idea of how they've implemented that.
Right.
We give two versions of the virtual tour. We give a pop-up type tour, which is the full working virtual tour. Or you can have an embedded version where the virtual tour is more scaled down, content-driven, and can be implemented to a web page as it opens. It already starts to play.
Right.
The good thing about our virtual tour, Michael, is the software is the most advanced on the planet, 100%. Nobody has got this except myself. So we're really proud to be in that position.
And how did you get that? Did you write it, or did you have somebody write it for you?
We're involved in a small aspect of the software writing or implementation, but it's essentially we got it from an American company. We bought the license for the whole of Australia.
Right.
We offer an Australia-wide service. We have Melbourne iTour in Melbourne. Also,
for the city.
Yeah, we have an office in Melbourne, so we cater for that region. But virtual iTour is the business model based in South Australia, but it's Australia wide. We will go anywhere, and you know, we go to Brisbane, Sydney, all over really.
Port Douglas. Obviously.
Yeah. I've been coming here for 22 years, and that's as long as we've been friends.
Yep. Indeed. All right. Well, this is very exciting, Greg. I hope our listeners will take advantage of your stay in town to get in touch with you so you can go by and directly show the product. And, of course, there's a whole story in the Port Douglas Mossman Gazette today on page 7, right next to the tourism section.
Yes.
Very nicely placed. I don't know how you managed to do that.
Can I say thank you to Shane Nichols, the editor at the Gazette, and also Giselle, the journalist that wrote the story. I really appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, they did a good job of it, that's for sure. And Mr. Nichols will be in shortly for our regular Thursday morning chat.
Cool.
And I'll have to bust his chops about about gazumping me once again. Actually, I guess it works together pretty nicely. Well, Greg, look, thanks for coming into the studio this morning. And good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mark.
And I hope that our little conversation will give you open some doors for you as well.
Yep.
And I really like the work. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah.
All
I appreciate
right.
your time, Michael.
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you here, Greg. Guys, it's Virtual iTour, or look up Greg Cust. That's CUST. One or the other will take you to Greg's webpage. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Michael.
See ya.